1959, but his songs will always be remembered. Always.
Mike Berry and a tribute to Buddy Holly. And that record sets the tone for this special episode of Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mersey Beat to Mod. This is the podcast of British Beat from 1962 to 66. And if you were going to name the biggest influences on the British beat groups of the 60s, one person you would have to name, of course, would be Buddy Holly. Tremendous influence on the Brits, and all the proof you need of that is just listening to the many covers of his songs that were done by the beat groups. And that's what we're going to do on this episode. We're going to hear the songs of Buddy Holly as done by the artists of the beat era. And this, of course, is in recognition of the 50th anniversary of the plane crash in 1959 that killed Buddy, as well as Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. So why don't we get right to the music, and we'll start with one of the most famous examples of a British group covering a Buddy Holly song. But instead of hearing the hit version, why don't we hear an alternate take from the same session?
I'm out. Listen to me, hear what I say. Our hearts can be nearer each day. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me. Your eyes can see what love can do. Reveal to me your love so true. Listen to me, listen closely to me. Told the stars, you're my only love, cause I want to love you tenderly. Those same bright stars in heaven above have known now how sweet sweethearts can be. Listen to me, hear what I say. Our hearts can be nearer each day. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me. Listen. Listen to me. Listen. Listen to me. Listen. Listen to me. I've told the stars, you're my only love, cause I want to love you tenderly. Those same bright stars in heaven above have known now how sweet sweethearts can be. Listen to me, hear what I say. Our hearts can be nearer each day. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me.
Okay, three Buddy Holly songs there, done by British bands. We had The Searchers from 1963 from their second album, the Sugar and Spice album, and Listen to Me. And before that, we had The Hollies. That was the band that named themselves after Buddy Holly. And that's from 1966, the Would You Believe album, and Take Your Time. And up on top, The Rolling Stones, and an alternate take of their hit version of Not Fade Away. And this is Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mersey Beat to Mod, and we'll get back to our tribute to Buddy Holly in a second. But first, let's answer the trivia question of the last show. You may remember I played a record by Danny Sheridan called Guess I'm Dumb, and I asked you to tell me who it was who wrote that song. I knew it was an easy question, and sure enough, we have a long list here of all the people that got it right. You all knew that it was Brian Wilson who wrote that song. Brian Wilson wrote that for Glenn Campbell. As some of you said, Glenn Campbell is your answer. He did record that first. Brian gave it to him, but Glenn didn't write it. Brian Wilson was the answer, and who knew that? Let's go down the list. We have Mike Clark in Oxford, Pennsylvania. Joe in Germany, Remarkable Willie in Holland, Cynthia Beelock in New Jersey, Mod Steve in Peterborough, Mike S. in Rutherford, New Jersey, Jordan Sierra in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and also Paul French in West Sussex. And the first one in with the right answer was Keith Fairhurst in Australia, so congratulations, Keith, and to everyone else who got it right. We're going to have another question a little bit later in the show, but first, let's hear some more Buddy Holly songs as sung by the Beat Groups. And on the last episode, I played a song called Wait For Me by Le Fleur de Lis, and I accidentally said that song was called So Come On. It was a totally different song. That was my mistake. I apologize for that. But the record I did play was a B-side, and this was the A-side of that single, and it's Buddy Holly's song Moondream.
Moon dreams.
spoken sweet words of love to me, and I wanna marry you.
Spend
can't see.
Your love was meant for me.
That's a song that was recorded by Buddy Holly, and it was also recorded by Roy Orbison, and Roy co-wrote that song. It's called You've Got Love. It's a 1964 version by the Swingin' Blue Jeans, although they didn't release it at the time. It didn't come out until the 90s on some compilations. And before that, we had Herman's Hermits and Heartbeat. Now, that came out in America on the Herman's Hermits on Tour LP. That was their second American album. And in the UK, it was actually the first track on their first album. They didn't put out an album in England until the fall of 65. It was just called Herman's Hermits. And we had The Whirlwinds in there, too. It was a record I played in one of the first episodes. It's called Look at Me. It's from 1964. And La Fleur de Lis, Moon Dreams. It's a song that at one time was erroneously circulated as being a Jimmy Page composition. I don't know how that happened. His name was attributed to that on some compilations. Well, anyway, this is Ready, Steady, A Go-Go. It's a special episode. The songs of Buddy Holly is sung by the Beat Groups. And Buddy Holly actually toured England in 1958, I think it was, and he played the Philharmonic Hall in Liverpool. And I think that concert has gotten out there on tape. It might have even come out officially many years later. I seem to remember reading about it somewhere in some magazine, and the writer saying that you can't help but wonder what future Liverpool legends, music legends, were in the crowd. Probably a lot of them, and maybe even a Beatle or two, I don't know. Well, let's get back to the music, and one band you would have to include in a show like this, British bands doing Buddy songs, because they did so many of them. I'm talking about the Hullabaloos, and their biggest or the best-known song was a cover of Buddy's I'm Gonna Love You Too, but they did a lot of others, including the one we're going to hear now, Buddy's classic That'll Be the Day.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Will you give me all your loving and your turtle loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too? Well, you say you'll hold me, baby, still you tell me, boy, that someday will I'll be too. Will that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, what you put your studs, you showed it at your heart. And if we ever part and I leave you, you say you'll hold me, baby, still you tell me, boy, that someday I'll be too blue. That'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day.
What have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy. Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. Away my nights, wasted all my days over you. You go your way and I'll go mine. Now I'm forever tilted
no use in me crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. Throw away my nights and wasted all my days over you. You go your way and I'll go mine. Now I'm forever till the end of time. I'll find somebody new and baby, we'll say we're through. And you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
Crying, crying, waiting,
waiting,
hoping,
hoping
you'll come back. Falling all night long, waiting,
waiting,
do, do, do. It seems so useless, I know it's wrong. Keep on crying,
crying,
waiting,
waiting,
hoping,
hoping
you come back, maybe someday soon. Things will change and you'll be mine.
That's a triple shot of tunes there. We started with the Hullabaloos doing That'll Be the Day. Followed that with Freddie and the Dreamers doing what I think was the last single that Buddy released in his lifetime, It Doesn't Matter Anymore. Paul Anka wrote that, which was kind of rare for Buddy because he wrote so many of his own hits. And how could you not include the Beatles in a show like this? Big-time Buddy Holly fans, all of them, and they did a lot of Buddy Holly songs in their club shows. But that was a BBC recording. We heard Crying, Waiting, Hoping. Paul McCartney once made a great point about Buddy's influence, not just on him and the Beatles, but on young people in general at the time. Now, he said that in the 50s, the big rock stars, of course, were Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Fats Domino, all performers that they liked, but who they all seemed very professional, very showbiz, uniquely talented. Like, you know, only Elvis was Elvis. You didn't know anybody like Elvis in your neighborhood. And, you know, not everybody could play the guitar as great as Chuck Berry, piano like Little Richard or Fats Domino. So these were people that were really gifted and blessed with talents. And by contrast, Buddy Holly, of course, he was talented, but Buddy Holly kind of seemed like an average guy in your neighborhood. You know, he was average looking, you know, wore glasses even. And therefore, he was the first major rock star that made people like Paul McCartney and others think, maybe we could be rock and roll stars too. Maybe you don't have to be a showbiz professional to play rock and roll. And to that end, I even once heard Reg Presley of the Troggs refer to Buddy Holly and the Crickets as the very first garage band, because they were the first that seemed like a bunch of neighborhood kids rather than somebody that really went the showbiz route. Well, anyway, we're talking about Paul McCartney and the Beatles and the influence that Buddy Holly had on them. So that takes us right to this episode's trivia question. I'm going to ask you a question. If you can answer it, just send me the answer at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And if you're right, I'll mention you on the next show. And as always, you get a special mention if you are the first one in with the right answer. And here's the question. It's kind of easy, I think. So I think a lot of you will get this one. The Beatles only recorded one Buddy Holly song for their records, that being Words of Love. It was on the Beatles for Sale album in 1964. And when they recorded that song, according to legend, Ringo did something a little unusual to get the sound he was looking for on the drums. And what did he do? What did Ringo do when the Beatles recorded Words of Love that was a little bit out of the ordinary? ReadySteadyAGoGo@yahoo.com if you know. And that's going to do it for this episode of Ready Steady A Go-Go. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to listen. And please remember, you can always find a new show every 2 weeks by going to nanker.podomatic.com. So that means the next show is going to be up on, Friday the 13th. How about that? So with good luck, we'll have the show all ready for you then. And while you're at nanker.podomatic.com, check out some other podcasts that I have links to there if you love 60s music. And one that you want to check out is Jim's Child of the 60s with Jim Whitty. Really great show he does, mixing garage and psych and soul and pop, American, European, everywhere. As long as it's good 60s music, he really gives you a good dose of lesser-heard 60s music. And also check out Toffee Sunday Smash, a British 60s from about 67 onward, more of the psych scene. Great show for a taste of what happened to British rock after the Ready, Steady, Go-Go era. And for more 60s psych, but from all over, Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension is a great show for that. Really deep stuff he finds. So check out all those shows at nanker.podomatic.com. And we're going to close out this Buddy Holly-themed edition of Ready, Steady, A Go-Go with one of the best-known covers of his songs by a band from the UK of the 60s. And I'm talking about Peter and Gordon. They got all the way up to number two with this in England in the spring of 65. It was their second biggest hit over there. It was a big hit in America, too. True Love Ways. I'm Michael Lynch. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.
Just you know why. Why you and I will buy and buy no true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and you'll know why. Just you. The day our true love way will bring us joy to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh. Time.